وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are looking at human rights through the verses of the Quran, and we see what the Quran is trying to teach me and you. So the verse 63 of chapter 25, Allah says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah are those who walk on earth with humbleness, and when addressed by the ignorant, they say peace. Peace is not just a word, rather it is an act. We have to act peaceful towards other people. Responding with words of peace in difficult situations requires patience, empathy, and commitment. Because it is not just words, there is an effort put forward. Now, how can I and you, when we face ignorant people, how can we try to advocate peaceful society and a society that is coexistence? Now, this might sound more practical than theoretical, because actually this is what we need. So sometimes when you are faced with ignorant people, or people who are completely, as we say, off the rail, there are a number of things we can do when we are dealing with them, if we want to respond with peace, because Allah says, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. First and foremost, we have to remain calm. Respond with words of peace requires a calm and composed state of mind. So one needs to take a deep breath and try to remain centered and focused. Because the ignorant people, what they seem to do, maybe intentionally, maybe unintentionally, they seem to throw us out of focus and out of balance. Because a word that they say or an act that they do, it could literally get me angry, and the state of anger, once it takes over me, I might do something harmful, and thus I'm no longer balanced, I'm no longer focused, so my peaceful manner goes out of the door. So first and foremost, we need to remain calm. Two, we need to listen actively. Active listening, it's not just a matter of saying, yeah, I'm just listening. Yeah, I'm hearing you. No, active listening involves paying close attention to the other person and trying to understand their perspective. Because I can say, yes, they are ignorant, but at least I have to listen to them, see what they say. By listening carefully, we can respond more effectively and respectfully. So not necessarily you have to agree with me or I agree with you, but at least I can listen to see where you're coming from. And even when I want to answer, at least I can answer you in a proper manner. Because most of the times that we fail to deal with people or speak with people or even reply to them in the right manner, because we speak before we think. we're not listening. We need to listen. The more we listen, the easier for us to reply. Let us take a short break and then we'll come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said we need to have an active listening that requires us to pay attention to the other people. Also, when we speak with people and talk to people, we have to at least use the I statement. Why? Because if I say I rather than you statement, this can help avoid blaming or accusing the other person and promote understanding. So I can say, I understand, or I'm trying to understand, instead of saying, you don't understand. So when you change the word around, it makes a huge difference to the person listening to you. If it's constantly saying you, the person becomes defensive, and thus we will not reach a stage of peace. But if I say I, it makes a huge difference. At least I'm taking the blame, or sounds like I'm taking the blame. So this is another way we can do. Also, we can express empathy towards people, because empathy involves putting oneself in another one's shoe and trying to understand their feelings and their needs. That's what empathy is. By expressing empathy, we can help build and reduce conflict, help build bridges and reduce conflict just by showing empathy. And like I said, we don't have to only show empathy to the people that we love and care about, or the people who share the same faith as me or the same culture as me. Rather, no, because people, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, are two kinds, either equal in humanity or brother in faith. So if they are not equal in humanity, they are brothers in faith. If not brothers in faith, they're equal in humanity. And being equal, at least, I can empathize with them, because what they go through is the same thing that I can or I might go through as well, or going through as well. So showing empathy can help in reduce and deflect the situation we're at when we're dealing with ignorant people. And also seeking common ground, looking for areas of agreement or shared values, we can use them as a starting point to finding solution or solutions that work for both sides. Because when I am only looking at my benefits and you only look at your benefits and we're not looking at a common ground, we won't get to an agreement. Sometimes we might have to create something. I have to create something myself just so that the person can agree with, and I use it as a starting point to begin my discussion, my debate, or whatever I'm going through. So common ground is also required. And using positive language. Positive language can help to create more positive and constructive conversations. Avoiding negative or confrontational language and focusing on positive solutions and outcomes have a better understanding. It has a better way of dealing with other people. So we should not undermine positive language. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.